So today I am going to talk about the Harbolt company products. There are two lanyards, one of which actually is probably not being sold anymore. However, I will speak about it as there are some people who own it, and I will talk about the differences between that one and the new one. The other product I will talk about, I do not own, but it is the neck mount. It was made specifically for people who asked that the Harbolt company make a more stable product for people who were using IRA and needed to have hands-free. The Harbolt company, for those of you who do not know, has a website, which is www.HARB, like boy, OLT company.com. Their email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and their phone number is 405-633-2572. The first thing that you want to know about these products is the neck mount, which I do not have. It is a two-piece system. Its main piece hangs around your neck. The phone holder attaches to the neck piece. The neck piece is likened to two very flexible bendy straws, which are made out of rubber. They can be placed in the position you want them to be placed in, and once you've done that, they're very rigid and they meet at the phone holder part in the front part of the phone holder. This product is lightweight. I believe the actual weight is 5 ounces. The phone piece comes out of the part that's around your neck, and at the end of the neck part, there is a ball joint made out of plastic, which you can unscrew and you snap one end of it into the phone holder itself. You adjust the phone holder where you want it to be and which way you want it to be, landscape or otherwise, and then you tighten that ball joint onto the phone holder itself. There is a bottom piece of the phone holder. It is a spring-loaded clamp mechanism. You pull the clamp open, you put the bottom of your phone in it, you let the clamp go into place, and the clamp is adjustable as well. You can move it up and down. This particular system will hold any phone up to 7 inches, and Harbolt was not clear whether that was 7 inches on the screen or 7 inches from top to bottom, but basically he says it will hold through the largest iPhone 11 that he knows of. All of the pieces are protected with foam so that there's no irritation for anything that goes around your neck. You can access the charging point when the phone holder is on this mechanism and around your neck. If you want it put together when you purchase it, he will send it put together as if you were going to use it with IRA, or he will send it in a box and you can set it up yourself. Disadvantages: it does not fit in a pocket. It is bulky. It will go into a backpack. Currently, it comes in two colors, black and white. If you want additional colors, they can be special ordered, but there will be an additional price for it. We actually looked at the description of this and decided not to get it. We originally had a chest mount device, which we found very bulky. And while this, for my husband and I, appears to be less so, I want something that when I take it off my neck, I can put it in a pocket, put it in a backpack, or take the strap off it and just put the phone in my pocket and never use the lanyard at all. Just have it with me in case I need it. Harbolt company also has another kind of lanyard. It is not a neck mount, but it is a neck lanyard. The original one was thinner than this model. This model is quite a bit thicker. It is a universal silicone lanyard. It is cleanable by running it under water. It does not have that rubber smell that most of us don't like. There is a pocket in it for credit card, keys, dollar bills, whatever you want. The strap around your neck is a stretchy strap. And there is a holder for the phone. The holder for the phone strap has two rubber rings at the end of it. And these two rubber rings go into a clip that is on the top part of your phone lanyard. You know the kind of clips that you pull back the little slide and then the bottom of it opens? That's the kind of clip that it is. So if you push back the little round piece on the clip on the bottom of the round piece mechanism, you will see a little hole and you can take those two rings out when you choose to. It is about 3 inches wide, 4 inches high. When you put the strap that's attached to the phone over your head, you will put it on your neck so that the pocket where the credit card is facing toward you. The front of this lanyard now is flat. It has four straps on the corners, and they are what is going to hold your phone in place. So you want to put your phone so that it is at the top of your lanyard with the credit card part facing down on the desk, or if it's on you, then it's going to be facing toward your body. Put your phone so that it starts at the top, just below where the clip attaches. And then you're going to attach the straps by doing the bottom left strap first. Then you'll do the top right strap next. Then you'll do the bottom right strap. Yeah. And then you'll do top left strap. What you want to know about this is once you put these straps on, they are just on the corners of the front of your phone, and the back camera will now be facing out so that you can now take this and put the strap around your neck. The strap is adjustable. There is a little ring on the strap, which you can pull up and down. And the only caution is do not pull the rubber ring so far that it comes off your strap. But it does allow for more adjustment than the previous model did. With the previous model, you had to unclip one of the straps, take it off, and then you could adjust the other strap. This is much easier. This way you don't have to do any of that readjusting. One other thing that I want to say about this is that you can use this phone if you have a camera in the middle of your phone, but you'd have to completely reverse everything so that you would not be putting your straps on the front of the phone where the screen is. You'd be putting them on the back of the phone where your camera is. So it's much easier to use the non-Android phones. The iPhones work much better with this device. All of the buttons on your phone are reachable with this device. Your side buttons and your charging ports are all reachable. With the first model of this phone, you kind of had to move the straps a little bit to reach all of your buttons. And that's about it. It's a great little device. We've tested it in the house and found that the newer model is much less likely to wobble. We like it. It's very lightweight, probably about 3 ounces. And even for women who have small pockets, you can kind of make it work.
I assume you've used this with Ira. Have you found that the way you position it, that they have no problem seeing your camera?
I have not had any problems using this with Ira. And the fact that it's more adjustable than its original model is even better, because I tend to keep it higher, and that means for me that it wiggles less. The thickness of the rubber on this newer model of it helps tremendously.
Have you found other uses for it?
I haven't had it long enough to know the answer to that. I've only had it about 2 weeks. I could see myself using it in a situation where I needed to be able to put my phone on quickly and take it off because I was going into like a doctor's office or a place where you can't use iPhones. I like the fact that even if I didn't have a backpack, I could throw this strap over my arm. If I didn't have any pockets, I could grab my phone and still feel like I have control over it. It allows me to use my phone hands-free, which with the whole problem of Ira discontinuing the glasses, I have found useful.
Could this be used in a situation, you know, when you have like, you know, you're scanning with VoiceStream scanner or KNFB reader and you're, you know, you're constantly having to jiggle around the paper and the phone and all of that? Could this be used as a way just to stabilize the phone so you could get scan a piece of paper more easily? And second question, price.
I would think not. I think the price was around $27.
As far as, you know, scanning something, unless you're going to hold it in something in front of you, like you're holding a newspaper in front of your chest, you know, to scan something, say, on a desk table, you'd have to bend over. So this is not holding this. This is a lanyard, so it would just, the phone would just swing. So you'd have to have some way of still aiming it towards something on the desk. Now, if you're going to hold, have a look at a sign or something that's in front of you, it'd be fine. Now, if you needed to keep on, you know, dropping it, you know, holding things, moving things around, it's nice that you can just, let's say, let it drop so it'll hang around your neck, and then you can do something else with your hands. But you still have that same problem. You need to line it up with a camera.
I go outside for walks with Blind Square, and I assume if we just put this in a lanyard and it's just there on my chest, Blind Square reads stuff. Every minute or so, it reads something. So I'd like having a lanyard just so I have two hands free. So I guess you could just walk down the street with it, and that would
absolutely
be an obvious use.
I would think that would work.
What's nice is that you can bring the phone pretty close to your neck, right under your chin. You can reduce that swinging back and forth that often happens with some lanyards or because they're too long. This thing can be really pretty taut up against your lower neck. I can get it as just under my chin, in fact. The strap that goes around your neck has almost like a woman's ponytail scrunchie, so you can kind of draw this thing up as tight as you need it to keep the phone as close to your neck as you would want.
Yeah.
Can you describe kind of the functionality improvements using this over, let's say, I don't know if you saw those lanyards that they used to give away at the Ira booths, and how this kind of makes it easier to use or more stable?
Well, for one thing, the ones they gave away at the Ira booth were sewn seam at the left and the right side where you put the phone in. Secondly, their adjustment was okay, but this one, the rubber is strong enough that the adjustment doesn't move. On the ones they gave away at the booth, my adjustment was constantly moving. And the third thing is, because the lanyard is the way it is, and the two ends that have the buttons in them that you put inside the clip are so close together, they're in the center where your phone is instead of on the sides.
You lose any idea of being waterproof, but you have full access to the screen, so you can still do everything you needed to do on your iPhone screen. I think this would work better with sort of iPhones who have their cameras off to the side, because the new improved version basically is actually made more for an iPhone, I think, because it has more room on the back camera side so that the lenses don't get caught up in, you know, being covered. And Jeanette, you said that they said it was okay for centered. I think it would have a problem with centered cameras.
Yeah, they say you can do it if you turn your phone so that instead of the straps being on the back of your phone, they're on the front of the phone.
But at that point, you're losing the access to the screen, so you can't flick and maneuver on the screen. Right.
Will this work with an iPhone where you have a case like the OtterBox Defender, or do you need the phone to be out of its case?
I think it would, as long as your straps will go around, and these straps are pretty flexible. Our iPhone case is not the thinnest in the world.
It's not a Defender, but it's...
And it's not a Defender, but it's pretty... thick. There's quite a big of stretch room.
This one has a pretty thick rubber loops, and I think you can probably pull it off.
By the way, this is Amy. It's $27.95, I believe. I just looked it up. And it says 2 to 3 weeks for delivery.
You know, maybe if a sighted person could see the website, they could tell, but at least as far as the descriptions, at least for Amazon, it's not good enough to make a decision.